Blog Talk Radio.
I welcome every one of us to this special Blog Talk Radio. I believe you are going to be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. I know there's some conflict in the presentation. The topic for today is titled Discern the Truth from Illusion. Discern the Truth from Illusion. Caution from the book written by Richard Wurmbrand, The Oracles of God, as God gives me utterances. We are in the days of deception this day. And alas, man tamed, but the irony of life or the truth of life is we are in illusion. When Jesus Christ was in his discourse with the people, they, in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 32, which of course I'm still going to quote at the end, Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free." Discern the truth from illusion. There's no doubt. I want us to know and that we believe that there is certain truth which is an objective. It's not comparable. It is the truth. Where lies is the difficulty in finding it? For instance, in a free country, many real events take place about which a man can be informed through the media. If he desires, he can check his information by telephone, internet, writing, or even been traveling place where the event took place for sightseeing. I use the analogy of late Pastor Richard Wurmbrand when he was trying to make a presentation between the truth and the illusion. He said, "For many years, I was a prisoner in a solitary cell without the slightest means of communication with the outside world. There was the world of reality, but I was in no position to ascertain the truth about it, because I was in jail." End of quote. There is such a thing as truth, no doubt. But the irony of life is that we are all prisoners of time space, and our surroundings. Let's say, supposing the ultimate truth lies outside of time and space, then the question is, what possibility do I have of finding it, discerning the truth from illusion? Listen to this joke. A man in a bar asked the attendant, he said, "Billy, do you know what time it is?" 2:00 in the morning, the attendant replied. The drunkard commented quickly, "I'm probably crazy. I've been drinking since yesterday morning. And I've been asking people again and again what time it is, and everyone has a different answer." This is true. We are all caught in time because time flows. It enters into time to be fixed. Somebody will say, "I know what I believe. Don't confuse me with the facts." So, we say, half joking, but time constantly brings new facts. We can check this out with development of technologies. Every time you meet a man, you meet someone different from the one you knew before or who has been described to you. I believe we are following each other. But 2 hours after one or more meetings with that person, we form an opinion that we tend to cling to. Whether good opinion, which is progressively more difficult to change, epitomize our view of natural, psychological, and social reality. Especially in the modern world of so-called evangelical opinion and reason, in illusion pursuit of the truth of Jesus Christ, time will not permit me to be in depth about how man form an opinion by the reason in the illusionment of at the hiring to illusion of truth. Because we humans are prisoners of space. For thousands of years, we accepted as truth the notion that the sun travels around the earth. Now, we have discovered that this is an optical illusion. But what if our current beliefs are only another optical illusion that will be uncovered in future centuries? In Brahman initiation, I'm reading, a very old ritual when the disciple asks what the world is. The priest swings around a firebrand, which then resembles a solid wheel of flame. This visual response was a splendid foresight of modern science. We now know that, contrary to ancient beliefs, there exists no solid world. We ourselves consist of and are surrounded by a whirlwind of elements which, because of the rapidity of their movement and the limitations of our senses, appear to be solid body. circling at crazy speed. The particles can look like a bowl into which one can place solid objects. That is, the non-existent bowl can hold the non-existent objects. What exists is only the circling of ultramicroscopic particles. I thought we are following this, discern the truth from illusion. We search for truth with the same mind that composes jokes and fantasies in dreams, that seek high status in society and pick up a guy in a bar that a beautiful poem and drown his sensibilities in alcohol or drugs. Then we believe in the product of such an unfastidious mind. You know, the world is like a firebrand swung around in a circle. It took us thousands of years to come to this knowledge, but we do not know if this will be considered the real thing after yet another 1,000 years, if our imprisonment in time and space does not keep us from going even further in our discovery. One thing only means for knowing the truth, this our only instrument for apprehending it, to say, seems to be the mind. That's what we can believe. But to the works of the mind, one can apply the same thing that Isaiah, the Jewish prophet, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 13 to 17, wrote. I read in summary. Craftsman stretch out his rule. He marks it out with chalk. He fashions it with a plane, and he marks it out with a compass, and makes it like the figure of a man, according to the beauty of a man, that it may remain in the house. He cut down cedar. You know, Isaiah 44, verse 13 to 3. You can check it out. The question is, are not the worshipper of the mind guilty of the same thing? With a part of the mind, we think about how to make a living. With another part, we seek fun or amusement. With a part, we compose jokes or poetry. With a part, we sometimes dream foolish things. And then with another part of the same mind, we conceive a god and bow before it. Or what is worse, we deny the very existence of God and the need for him. In the Romanian language, the word of mind literally means it lies, because the mind, by its very structure, can only tell lies. What does the mind know? Its work is done by the brain. What does the mind know about its own brain? Let's search it out. The text of the genes of a single E. coli bacterium cell consists of 4 million symbols. The human brain is a network of some 10 billion nerve cells, each of which has 200,000 contacts with neighboring cell. This huge mechanism in addition to controlling all sorts of bodily function creates symphony and dirty jokes, decide how to fight for an ideology or religion or job, how to fight for an ideology or religion or rob a bank, plan to woo or deceive to deceive or keep silent, and some of what it thinks it declares to be true. Again, how reliable is this complex organism from what I say? Remember, truth is an objective. There's nothing like alternative way to truth, alternative way to reality. Truth is an objective. Any other thing is an illusion. For instance, we see stars in the sky that we know disappeared a long time ago. We see them as fixed, though they move. We have corrected and intensified our eyesight by the use of telescopes. But what if the telescope only magnifies an illusion that will be discovered years hence? Posing, of course, that mankind survive is successions of illusions. You know, one thing is certain. The Bible says of every intent of the thoughts of man's heart was only evil continuously. Aristotle said, wickedness corrupts human nature and gives him false principle and evil measures of all things. There's a story of a man. So to round up my discussion, don't think you cannot find know the truth. But if it is so difficult for us, let us just stay in love. Apprehend it in love. We must embrace the wicked as well as the good. He said of St. Percy that when he prayed, one of his disciples who had abandoned Christ, the Lord told him, Percy, are you praying for the one who has denied me? Undisturbed, Percy continued to pray for this man. Percy, the Lord then said to him, you have equaled me in love. Discern the truth from illusion. Jesus taught and demonstrated that we should love our enemies. In doing so, we may learn that people often have many faces, just like God has many faces. For instance, a person's angry words may not actually be directed at their recipient. The anger may have other motivations. Frustrated people convince others of their merits, often stir up a great deal of hostility against themselves. Then they feel consoled by believing that these enemies stand in the way of the acknowledgement their merits deserve. If we are having difficulty with enemies, unquote, it will be profitable to ask ourselves if we are engendering this hostility are behaving like those who irritate us, our convictions about them indeed well-founded? Are there overtures we can make to break the bonds of ill will? The history of mankind would have been vastly different if individuals in both high and low position would have stopped to examine their own motivation. Therefore, it is better to love than to hate your enemy, because you may not be properly informed about his state of mind. Perhaps you are both seeking truth, but be careful to defend your cause without harming the one who attacks you. I want to repeat. You are both seeking truth. Be careful to defend your cause without harming the one who attacks you. The seriousness of the pervasiveness of Christendom today in the modern world is illusion of truth, or distorting the principle of God to benefit so-called. People think we can help God. The Pharisees and the religious leaders, because of their position, power and possession, and because of the ego that they don't want nothing to overshadow their tradition beliefs, though they have the truth, they read the truth, they look to the truth, but they never get to know the truth. Are the Christians this day are not like that? Being motivated by illusion to destroy because of the convictions, which is never based on the principle, the correct gospel, we are misleading, advocating illusion to suppress the love of God for all humanity. Jesus told the religious of those days, of his days, that you lay emphasis on tithes. You lay emphasis on the traditions, but you neglected the widows. You neglected the fatherless. This you ought to do without leaving the others. Listener, are we not in the prisoner of these illusion beliefs by the so-called Pharisees, the teachers, the religious leaders, the learners of our days, trying to persuade us to abandon the love of God and mislead many to believe in illusion? Remember what I said the last. It is better to love than to hate your enemy, because you may not be properly informed about his state of mind. Perhaps you are about to seek him truth, but be careful to defend your cause without harming the one who attacks you. Fake doctrine. A sage once sat in profound meditation. He was asked, "Where is God?" the seed kept silent. The man repeated his question again. Silence. The question was put the third time. Still, no reply. Don't you want to answer? The man asked. Finally, the sage said, I replied, but you did not hear. God dwells in silence. Discern the truth from illusion. In the modern world of advanced technology, with philosophies, illogical explanations of thought, but it's never been a doctrine. I would admonish us to read the scriptures, pray fervently for the illuminations, and do not let us be cut off in the illusions of so-called the religious leaders of the day, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the teachers, and those in power. Not all that are bad. Remember, in those councils of the Pharisees, we have Nicodemus. We have Joseph the Arimathea. Even the Bible commented of Caiaphas being even spoken, prophesied. What God has planned for the whole mankind, but in illusion of mind, thinking is being fulfilled the principle of religions. When he said, it is better for one person to die than the whole nation to be perished. But not knowing that, he was speaking the mind of God. I pray that Almighty God will help us to discern the truth from illusion so that we may be blessed and be escaped from the wrath of God. May the Lord bless us as we continuously looking for the next time for the next broadcast from the Overcomer Prayer Defense Force Above the Clouds International. Thank you. God bless you.